Well, quite a bit different from what you could have expected up to about 8-9 days ago when Steve Cotterill lost his job as manager. John Pemberton, his assistant, has taken over a caretaker capacity, and he's changed quite a few things. They've stuck rigidly with a 3-5-2 system, which served them really well in League One last season. And John's just ripped that up and gone straight back to a flat back four, which they used to very good effect against Middlesbrough last week and actually managed to beat the league leaders 1-0. Looked a lot more solid in that formation. And there were some changes in personnel as well, and he's brought some of the younger kids back in, Joe Bryans, Wes Burns, Bobby Reid, all academy products, and they've sort of risen to the challenge. So I'd say Bristol City may well be a more difficult prospect for Leeds this week than they possibly would have been a couple of weeks back.
I was going to say, when you look at it in terms of confidence, the win over Middlesbrough, and then also a decent performance against West Brom as well, you can see that they're growing a little bit since the managerial change.
Yeah, just needed to be a bit more stable and solid in their play. They're a possession-based team, and they very often dominate games without actually scoring the first goal. And it's those sort of individual errors that have been leading to them letting in the first goal. It's really been their downfall this season. So I think it's just giving us, John really is looking to give them a more stable base and to keep them in games, really.
It is a case of keeping the old back door shut, really, isn't it? You're on minus 22 on your goal difference. Improving that defence is probably going to be essential, really.
Yeah, that is a big part of a problem. Basically, there's a sort of lack of quality in both penalty areas, if we're honest. They don't score enough goals either, so they're averaging less than a goal a game. But shutting up the back door is the major priority. And to be honest, John seems to have managed that in the last two games. I mean, West Brom only had one clear-cut chance and managed to take it, so they kept Premier League opposition pretty quiet. So I think things are a lot more hopeful at the moment, and they can get out of this bottom three and pick up a few more points.
It's what's needed, though, isn't it? Leveling points with Rotherham right now, so getting those points essential. And coming into this game with Leeds, who are on the back of a two-game losing streak, they're undoubtedly key player, I'd say, in Sam Byram leaving the club, and lots of other kind of rumours flying around about other players maybe leaving, maybe ones coming in who are possibly not what the fans want. Is this a time that Bristol could strike?
Oh, I think there's every chance Bristol can get a result out there. They haven't fared very well at Elland Road in recent years when he's been up there, but maybe they're due. Difficult to know with Leeds, isn't it? I mean, you've got a lot of good young players, and I think you've been fed De Garaga at Brentford today, aren't you?
Well, I don't know if that's confirmed yet, because it's not on the website, but it looks like it's on the way, so...
Yeah, I've got close connections with Brentford. I think that's going to happen. So, I mean, if he came in, he'd make a difference. Good player. But you're pretty similar to Bristol City in some ways, isn't it? You've got a lot of youngsters in your team, haven't you? So it could be quite an energetic, sort of high-octane game, I think.
And when you look at transfers for Bristol City, they seem to always be after that marquee signing, and at the moment they seem to be struggling trying to get a player in, because I know a lot have turned them down. Do you think there's a particular reason why that keeps happening?
I think, to be honest, that was part of the reason that Steve Cotterill parted company with the club last week. He was maybe setting his sights a little bit too high. It's all right having a millionaire owner who can pay out for big transfer fees, but the guys you're bringing in have got to fit into your wage structure, and that clearly with the targets he was after, that wasn't happening. So that's been the difficulty in getting deals over the line, is wages. And I think you've seen this week with the loans they brought in, they're pitching their sights a little bit lower now and going for sort of a steady, reliable sort of championship players rather than as you said, the big marquee signings. So I think we've seen a sea change in the approach in this past week.
Well, it seems that Bradley Dack's not going to be joining the club, according to Justin Edinburgh. That move's definitely off.
He's poured cold water on it, hasn't he? Whether Bristol City will go back with another offer, I mean, time is of the essence. I've only got sort of 9 days left of a window, so I don't think they'll be hanging around too long waiting for Bradley Dack. And Pemberton's looking to bring in 3 or 4 signings either side of a weekend. So we may be busy yet later today. We've had a busy week already. He brought in Alex Pearce, a centre-half on loan from Derby midweek, and also Ben Gladwin, the midfielder from QPR. We signed Richard O'Donnell, the goalkeeper from Wigan last week. So he's packing a squad with loan signings, but now the requirement now is for a few permanents. And I think the club sound fairly confident they can get a few over the line between now and February the 1st.
So who are we looking to look out for this weekend then? Which players are going to be the danger men for Leeds?
Well, you won't have seen Jonathan Codger before, I doubt. Mind you, he did play against Leeds in the game down at Ashton Gate in August, but he's a striker out of the French second division, who City picked up on a relative cheap in the summer. He's he's learning the English ways and he's learning, you know, the Championship's new to him, but he's already got 10 goals, a blistering pace, likes to play off the shoulder of the last defender and going behind, and a dangerous player. He'll certainly be one to watch. And I think if Gladwin makes his debut tomorrow, which I've been told is likely, then he's another good player on the ball, an eye-catching player, can create and score goals. That'd be another one to look for. And Joe Bryan, if he plays, who's a quick little wing-back, probably play left side of midfield tomorrow. Very quick up and down the line, gets good balls into the box. Another dangerous player who likes to cut in and have a go for goal as well. So those are probably the eye-catching guys to look out for.
And let's get a prediction out of you then. What do you reckon this game's going to turn out like?
Well, I'm going to stick with a prediction I made in the Bristol Post newspaper this morning. And I'm sitting firmly on the fence and going for a 1-1 draw.